second shiur on Shatnez, we will try to be mevarer a couple more things that we have to be mevarer the halachas. I will explain. First, what we have to find out is the metzius, meaning to say what kind of clothes you have to check and what kind of clothes you don't have to check. I mean to say percentage wise. When we choishish, when we not choishish. Then the second thing we have to be mevarer is what they do today in the stores, that they check couple and they tell you, we check couple suits and now it's okay. It helps or it doesn't help. And then what we'll try to find out is what kind of clothes really have to be checked, practical in our days, ties, hats, socks, pants, all different shirts, just to go over the things and to try to find out the metzias. And then the fourth thing that we have to be mevarer is be'etzem the halacha that Chazal asked her to sit on kilayim. Well, if you have a chair or a couch that is made from kilayim, you're not allowed to sit on that couch. Yeah, I think most of the couches that were done in Eretz Yisrael till 1980 were for sure shatnez. If you have these kind of couches in Yediras, Pashas is not allowed to sit on them when you come back. So we'll try to get to the Anoge of Gdoyle Yisroel and how you have to feel Tzach 1980, I don't know. 1980. 1980. That's basically clock. So love again, keseda. The first halacha be'etzem, it's a halacha that is not only nogea to shatnez, it's be'etzem nogea to the badat stores, legabe ole and shvis bezman hazeh. And I will explain the halacha. The halacha is like this: a beged that al pi roiv is kilayim. The moshul, most of the costumes of policemen and armies and all these kind of zachen, police hats, these kind of zachen, bederech klal, al pi roiv, they have kilayim. You're not allowed to wear a hat without checking it. There's no way. Israeli soldiers' clothes are not kilayim, bederech klal. Russian, we'll see a lot of items that come from Russia, becheskas kilayim. We'll go duch. These things that are becheskas kilayim, al pi halacha, you're not allowed to wear it without checking it. We'll see different kind of winter coats. That a becheskas kilayim is the issur to wear it without checking. When is roiv that is not kilayim, most times that you check this beged, he doesn't have kilayim. So then the halacha is, you have to check it leketchila before you wear it. But if it's a shas adchak, or it's hard for you now to check it, you're not mechuyev to check it. Could be if it's very expensive, if it's not practical, you're not mechuyev to check it. A moshul person will have a couch. It's not lemaisedik to check the couch. You'll take the couch, yeah? So if it's a couch that al-pi roiv is kilayim, so he's not allowed to sit on the couch. If al-pi roiv is kilayim, maybe couch is the rabbonon. How about if it's roiv, if it's a roiv that it's not kilayim, so then lekatchila you have to check. Why? Chazal will mechayev to check and not to be seimech on roiv. Bekol miut amotzi. Bemiut amotzi, we're not allowed to be seimech on roiv. And here was the machlekes rabbi seinu, what is called miut amotzi? That you have to check. Moshe, when you eat bread in the morning, you check for bugs? You check for bugs? Maybe it'll be a bug. Maybe. Not mechuyev to check. So when you mechuyev to check, when you're not mechuyev to check. When is a miut amotzu, you have to check. When is a miut amotzu, again, al pi halacha we say mechan roiv. Aber Chazal said, "Bemokim di ike livrure, loy samchinen al roiv, and bemokim di ike miut amotzri, we have to check." Some poskim hold miut amotzri is 49%, but if the numbers go down, it's not even called miut amotzri. Rebbe Liashiv holds that if it's 10%, is not, till 10% is called miut amotzi. Less from 10%, it's already a shail if it's called miut amotzi. So I want to give the gedolim. Rebbe Liashiv holds from 2% is called miut amotzi. Most poskim hold from 10% is called miut amotzi. Some people hold 40% down. This shail goes a lot of times, the gabi the ole. You go to some shops only have badats, some shops have also a list that it's not all. You see the fruits and vegetables. Why? What is the shayla? It's roiv that is not all, not so, there's no shayla about it. But some kind of fruits is miut amotzui that they have all. So some hashgachas say, if lamazogin is less than 10% of the market of all, and grapes, they take to Musamaisos, they don't check the Ola. The ones that have a special Ashgocha for Ola, they're choshish for that couple percent. So they will not buy a fruit if there's no Hechsher, that is not, it's not Ola. So we're going back to the Kilayim. So the Metzius in the Kilayim is, we have to have a Roiv HaMotzui. Again, if it's Roiv Kilayim, it's Chayv Jadiraisa Bebdika, it's also Lilbosh. To be choishes that is kilayim. If it's roiv that is not kilayim, meikar adin, you'll have to be samech on roiv, the Chazal said, like mechuyev bdike, again, when it's hard, when it's shasat chak, on a marshal, if you're measuring it in the store. So in these cases, be'etzem, you can measure. So all the chumah that we said about measuring, be'etzem, when we said not to measure your pants outside the dressing room, because the ma'isa yunana from tzniyas, it's called anos levisha, anos tzniyas. Again, if you don't have to go out of the room, so maybe don't go out of the room, but if you have to go out of the room, there's no way to measure it without them, and the ma'isa is no chatim to check it now, because the store doesn't let you to check it before you put on the pants, so how are you allowed to? This is the halacha with the zamir. Till 10%. Less than 10%, we'll call it roi. Not have to, roi. So I want to remind you, because I want to go over the items. So we'll call it like this. Yesh dvorim shetzrichim bdike, you're not allowed to wear it. Yesh dvorim shetzrichim bdike, aber the pshat is, the halacha is, we boidek mitzad miut amotzui, and it's dvorim that are less than 10%, it's roi to check. It's roi to check. You can't say that you have to check, it's roi to check. To be machmir. Less than 1%, Rebbe Liashiv holds you bichlal don't have to check. Be'etzem, this is what is negiah to you before we go into the pratim. What is negiah to the people that open stores to check Shabbos, to become boitkim, is the same achleikisim when you already get, you're the guy that checks Shabbos, and you get a suit. So you remember from all the years that you check suits, and the hands is Shabbos, and the pants, and near the buttons, you never find shatnas. We spoke last week about the string, the threads. Amol treftach. Again, the person that holds less than 10% hold, don't check it. And not only that, some rabbanim hold that the people that start to check even less than 1%, the mekalkel klal Yisrael. Because it becomes impossible to check. I spoke today to one of the heads of the shatnas in Eretz Yisrael. Told me, if you're giving a shir on shatnez, don't be a machmer. So I told him, I don't understand, I like to be a machmer. So he told me, I'll explain. If you be a machmer, you know what will happen after this shir? People will say, Yefshir v'takonas chachomim. It's not shaykh, it's dobo shen atzibur yecholim lamik boy, you don't let us sit on chairs, you don't let us sit on blankets, we can't go, you know, I'll tell you, till I spoke to him, I don't know, I'm in the plane, I never covered myself with a blanket. And I don't know if it's shatnez or not. What? For the chels. We want the chels. Chels are made from leather as a. That is made as no. Chnas shas. I'm chubas vurim. Chavos no shev. Dalei bichel exact. But we'll get to that. But mikol mekoyim. He told me if you start to tell the olam chumris without no shayches, in the end the olam cannot. There's no metzias. Before with clothes, blankets, towels, pussy socks, everything needs to check in. So if you tell them what has to and what doesn't have to, so they'll come out of the shir and they'll start to keep the halachas of Shabbos. He'll give them a zal list that they can't keep. They will keep it for a week. They will stay without clothes for a week. And then he said, then no one will keep. He says he's seven metzias. And this is the reason some rabbis say that to start to check all different springs and that, it comes out that to check a baggage from Shatnez costs 50, 60 shekel. And you have to give it takes a week in the ma'abada. They say it had to be a system to really check only what you have to. You bring it in, 5 minutes it's ready. People won't be doing it. It's become such a headache. So a person is machmir, he's causing klal yisrael for a kirkul. So I'm giving it, before we go into the protim of the halachas, then we'll go to the metzias, how takel ma'isa today. If you check three, what the people tell you, I gave three suits to check, if it helps or not, sometimes it helps, sometimes it doesn't help. One before, maybe first we'll go over to the protim of the dinim, and then we'll go back to what is the aitzes for the stores today, that they don't want to check everyone. But the idea has to know that the idea of checking couple suits is, chutz, we'll see in aloha what it helps, it for sure breaks the statistic. Meaning to say, if I would say that some suits, 10% they have shatnez. From suits that they check, three suits out of the 100, it's only 1% that they find shatnez there. So could be it makes it, that could be even if checking three suits is not a good aitzah, but it breaks the percentage of the statistic, that maybe now you're not mechuyev to check. But this will go later to the aitzahs, to the stores, how to run stores, how to take care. So I'm saying, is aitzahs today, even though we're going to say all the benchumas and going over all the clothes, out there, most clothes today don't need checking. Mi'ikaradim. We'll go keseda. Clothes, I will try to go duch heavy clothes, and everyone that is lomdus will go duch the lomdus a little bit. The clothes that have to be checked, are clothes that come to warm the person up. To make the person warm. Now we know, Shitas HaRambam Levishas Afilu On Anoe, Aloe is Dafka in Anoe. Shchanoruch is also Levisha has to have Anoe. We said Lemaise, we chose Shitas HaRambam that Levisha On Anoe is also us. But it has to be a beged that comes to warm you up. So Lemoshul. The Metzias, I'm saying Lefi what I know today in the world I mean America, England, Eretz Yisrael. Maybe Holland also, or Germany, but France, but we're coming lafuke from, you know, Russia and these kind of countries, there the materials are different. Now I'm saying the metzias, I don't want to be a takole. But in our kind of countries, the metzias is like this. All of the underwear that people have, even if it's made from wool, it's less from 1% found shatnez. Let me buy if it's not made from wool. Again, we spoke in the other shiurim, if the metzias, you see in the tag, it says 50% wool, 20% linen. So then, or it says from all different zachen. This is where he went last time. What would be if someone sees the metzias different? This is the last shiur. Yeah? But the derech klal. Men's shirt, if it's not made from wool, it's made from cotton, from silk, polyester, all these shirts don't have to be checked, and the derech klal has no shatnez in it. If someone has wool shirts, so then he has to know the metzias. Sometimes some wool shirts will have to be checked, especially if they have all different decorations on top of them. Then I will not say you have to check them, but we'll put them in the category of roi to check them. It's in the 10% here. Hats, yarmulkes, and the things that the ladies cover their heads with have to be checked from shatnez. And I will explain. And he explained to me today very good what it has with shatnez. I asked him, a hat doesn't come to warm you up? So tell me, I will explain to you, he said. People ask the marshal why a bag of tefillin has to be checked, yeah? You're not allowed to put your hand in a bag of tefillin if it's... I'm saying, The Derek Kali don't have to check it. But if it's Kilayim, sometimes people, you see these people have mamash, you see the sheep are laying already in the bag. So there, sometimes these golden tank have to be checked. So he says, but we'll get to every bag. Why? Person says, I put my hand to take my tefillin. What is the gishmak? It's not lano, not nene. It's aloy or nano. So every master, he told me like this. He was at Bnei Brak when I spoke to him. He said today he was very hot. He was going in the street of Bnei Brak. How he explained to me, he was schwitzing very shark, so he took off his hat. He asked me, you know why I was schwitzing? Because I had a hat on my head. So what? The hat is wool, stuffed together. The male, if a person puts a hat of wool, he's very hot, he's very warm. The male, he schwitzes. So if he schwitzes, so it means when it's cold, it makes you warm. So don't tell me hat doesn't make you warm. So now, even if you're not nene, a levush that is made to, a levush that people nene from levishos, sorry, and has a anoe, is also even on them. Now the mitzvah is like that. The hats, I'm speaking about the litvisha hats, I don't know myself, I couldn't find out all the chassidish hats. The hats are made from wool. Now, again, hats need to be checked, the ikaradim. Now we're going to say practical. Like I said before, underwear needs to be checked. The mitzias, you don't need to check because in our days it's less than 1%. But you have to remember, if Luyutsu, the mitzias will change, this is the list of things that have to be checked. The second list of things that have to be checked, hat, yarmulkes, and all different kinds of snooze, all these achan have to be checked. Now, the mitzias. Hats are made, most hats, especially Barcelino, and even less from them, the good hats are made from rabbit's wool. Stuffed together. Memela, we spoke, this nishkin kilay. The shvache hats, the cheaper hats, are made from normal wool. Stuffed together. To say that you have to, you can't say you have to, it's wrong to check them. I think today the new stores, they come with a hechsher. But that's on the hats. Yeah? It saves you money, now you have to check it. Because the mitzias is, they sew it.
Not in America.
What? In America it's not that, I know. I saw it also 5 years ago, they didn't have a shgocha. They didn't think about it. But the mitzias, I'm saying again, you know, you're not chayef, and could be that most of the shopping space in America will not know even what to do with the hat. So the mele again, so you're not mechuyev to check. I'm saying again. It's not roi. A person has to know, I will explain, Lemosho. A cap, I don't know how you call it in English, a casket. Is chayev al pi aloha to check, is roif kilaim in the market. Today, Lemaise, I think only the briskers and older people have it, this little knetchen. But these al pi aloha need a bdike. Is roif kilaim. So I'm saying, people don't know the mitzias. Or the same thing, before Purim, they bring a lot of these around. So you have to know, some of the ones that they bring here before Purim, which was made from synthetic things. But I saw they sell some all different interesting colors, hats here before Purim in Yeshiva. Some of them was roi to check. I'm saying, I can't say chayev, I'm saying the caskets are chayev to check. Now, the mitzvahs today is, yarmulkes don't have to be checked, even wool yarmulkes don't have to be checked. This is the derech. You have to know when you go into a store, it's kedai. Sometimes if you want to add, if the yarmulke is made from wool, you know, you have like a, you know, the big yarmulkes that are made from wool, and you decide to write on it, you know, all different zgulis. So you have to know if the guy in the machine, when he puts on the color, to bedach la, they don't put it for pishtan, you don't have to be choishish. But if the metzias, you could be aware, again, I'm trying to say, yarmulkes and all of these things are tzachen lemoshel. The mitzvahs today that all the ladies' covers are not kilayim, but if they have a snood that is made from wool, and they have all different decorations in them, it would be roi to check it. Again, you could ask someone in the store, they say, no, it's everything is made from nothing. Say. Now, you're right that if you look into the aloha, some hats are made, are very hard, and al-pi aloha, the aloha, a hard hat, is not chayav to check about kilayim. But the ma'ase, the place can say that we don't know what it's called, a hard hat and a soft hat, so mele, hats have to be checked. You have to know by some crowds, on top of the sheitels, the ladies have some hats. These hats, if they're made from wool, a lot of times is a tesefes pishton in them, and it's roy to check them. Yeah, makes them warm. Right? This is what they told me. I know what they're going to say. I'm just saying aloha, I want to say besulach. Pants. Again, al pi aloha, pants are a zach that you have to check. You have to check. Today, all the pants, so I want to say like this. There's two kind of pants. If you buy a normal pants of a suit, polyester, alcrene, all the other materials, cotton, you don't have to check it at all. Not even to be machmir. If you buy a wool pants, some suits are made from wool, mi'ikar adin, you don't have to check, it's roi to check. Why it's roi to check? Because a lot of times, in the place near the zipper, they put linen to strong it. Because it's a place that people move the whole time, and linen is the strongest. At the same time, sometimes in the place of the belt, that they don't want the hooks of the belt, will fall off, and the material says that they fall off. So to do it very strong, they use a very strong material, strong threads. Strong threads are two or three in the market. So b'meila again, the roiv is not pishton. And it's even not less from roiv, it's less from 10%, but it is a percentage. So I'm saying you don't have to check. So lemaisa, if you give you suit, that with the suit is one of the things that you have to check, it's kedai. If it's linen, if it's not a wool suit, you don't have to give the pants. Chaval Ramayinu Shal Yisrael. If you're giving, it's a wool suit, so it's kedai to give the pants also to check. Gloves. There's two kind of gloves. There's the simple gloves. Maybe I'll say it's three kinds of gloves. There's gloves like you take, you know, they take wool and they make gloves. Like the bubbles would make for the kids. I don't know how they call them. The poshter ones. You don't have to check them. There's no chash. Even if you buy them in the store, there's no chash. There's the ones that are made, everything synthetic. Now, the more fancier gloves are made that inside is a filling. A kind of white stuff. That white stuff, sometimes it's made from wool, and sometimes it's made from bloy b'godim, as they take all different old clothes and they grind them together and they make this kind of material to warm it up, to make it soft, especially the gloves that you play with in different games, that they have like a whole filling inside. These things are made a lot of times from bloy b'godim. So the metzius is that it's not roiv kilayim, but is motzu in it kilayim, it's around 10%, so it's the right thing to check them. Again, if it says on it that it's not, so we said last year that you can't rely on everything what it says. But in these cases, a lot of time what it says, all the moshe, you take this glove, you know, if they start to tear it up, there'll be nothing left of the glove, there's no way to check it, you could be samech. Socks lemaisa, you don't have to check it all. It's an American company, a couple years ago, that near the fingers, they sewed it with linen that people will not get holes. And they found, lemaisa, we're not choshesh to it, because it's even less than 1%. But again, if you find out that Sidah is our company, so you have to be aware that it could be as a tatum kilai. Now, Chazal say that a shoe doesn't have to be, there's no kilayim in a shoe. Oira regel kosher ve'eino nene. Now, the Gemara says, yesh lo okev, ein lo okev. It's a very shveri Gemara, what is the gather of the Nal? Lemaisa the psak is azeh. In a shoe, you have two parts in a shoe. Sometimes a person has a shoe, I don't know how you call it in English, you put inside a piece. Some people put it against sweat, some people put it because the shoe is very big. Insole. Even if it's kilayim, you're allowed to go with it. But only if it's not sewed or stuck to the shoe. Now, our shoes lemaise is an isur kilayim in them. If a person has a shoe and is a kilayim, because the shoe wraps the whole foot, lemaise, we hold it as an isur kilayim. The mitzias is that there's no kilayim in shoes, and there's no kilayim in boots. The expensive, the very fancy boots, a lot of time have kilayim inside. Again, it's only 10%, so it's not mamish achiyuv to check, but maybe even more from 10%, but it's the right thing to check it. And the expensive, again, if it says on it clear that there's no wool inside, so I'll tell you like this. The place can say like this. A person buys fancy, or his nebais will be buying fancy boots. So the halacha is like this. If it says on it that the inside is wool, then you have to check it. Even though it's not roiv, but it's a very high percent that it's considered, because the way they sew it is again with very strong linen strings, because the boots, so man is a big chash. Or if they tell you that it's made from all different interesante zachen, if they tell you it's not real wool, or it's rabbit's wool, so then you're allowed to. They tell you it's synthetic. There's no problem. Because me'ikar adin yesh lismech al roiv, as a chiyu b'dike, chaygambe, you could be saying what says on the label. But if not, the expensive boots, or at least it's kedai to go to a shakness place to ask them. And slippers is a machlekes apoiskim, and you have to know, slippers is a lot of time. The metzias is hard to find out. Lemaisa, you have to check them. I'm saying again, if you have plastic ones, you don't have to. I will emotional. I saw the new kind of crux. They have inside a kind of material inside. So I didn't check for what it's made. They make a kind of linen inside. That's again the expensive ones, yeah? Not in the fake ones. So it costs 200 shekels. Now the shayla, what they put inside. If they put inside bloy b'godim, it could be a shayla from kilayim. So it's machlekes apoiskim. A lot of people have all different, you see the kids have all different kind of slippers, like all different animals around it. And their tack, it could be a lot of zachen. It's big, the little kids go with these huge. It's a shayla. I'm saying again. The metzias is, as was checked, the metzias and slippers are kilayim. I'm saying again. I'm not saying that it's roiv, but it's close to 40% that is kilayim. And the reason is poshut, because it's really cheap stuff. So they stuff it with all different gute zachen. So mele, it's a shayla from kilayim. So be'etzem, from the things that we said lemaisa till now, again, we don't want to make it for frum, is be'etzem that mi'ikar adin, all the things that the vow we said, you don't have to check. The only things that we said the vow to check was slippers, if you not that you know that it's made from poshut zachen, and very expensive boots, and gloves, expensive gloves, these are the things that really have to be sima slave. And we said pants are made from wool, it's kedai to check. Now, the next halacha of things that, again, have to be checked, mi'ikar adin, before we're practical. Towels, and I don't know how to call them, handkerchiefs, and tablecloths. Chazal, mamatakan, and all these three zachen, that if it's kilayim, you're not allowed to use them. Why are you not allowed to use kilayim in a baguette? The reason you're not allowed to use it, the lashon of the goyin is that sometimes you wrap it around you and you nene. So the goyin says, so even when you're not wrapping it around you, chazal asur to use the towel that is kilayim. Lemaise, the metzias is today is no kilayim in towels. The only time that you could find a kilayim in a towel is, sometimes, if you have, they have very fancy towels that are made from linen. So then it's kedai to check. Sometimes, they put on it like some people like to write their name on it. A lot of times, the way to write the name big, they take these wool strings, real wool threads, the bigger ones, and they put a name on top of it. So again, towels is no problem. If you order a special towel, and they say it's a linen one, you say, 1 second. So when you're putting the name, be sure you're not pulling a wool. All the places know today not to hold linen strings, linen threads. But wool, you know, if you want to, these big wool that all, you know, all the grandmothers, Alamol, made clothes out of them. So a lot of the places that they sew, especially on towels, they don't use little threads, they want to use a big thread. So you have to be aware that it could be a problem. But the etzem is no problem. Tablecloths also, the metzias is, the Ramo brings down, you're not allowed to have kilayim in a tablecloth. Zog the Ramo, simen shin aleph, see if that's why. Because sometimes you wipe your hand or you put your hand under, you're cold, you use it, you wipe it. Some people want to say that today the metzias is no one uses the tablecloth for help. See if it's shechonor, you can change. Now, the metzias is again, that all of the tablecloths today are not kilayim. But again, sometimes if you have a fancy tablecloth and there's a lot of design on it and it has all different decorations, it could be a kilayim. So I'm not saying that it's a problem. Now you have to know more from that. You have to know last year really bad for that. That val tablecloth is only a gzeira de rabbonon, so most poskim hold that if the kilayim is not a kilayim de raise, you're not chayef. So most of the tablecloths today, even if it will have kilayim, it's not a kilayim deraisa. It's not shua tovi venuz. So b'meile, the metzias and tablecloths, again, is not a problem at all. One day you're from and you have someone decorating a very special tablecloth, or the marshal. I have someone that's very close to me, Lindon Yeshiva Amol, he went to England, to Manchester, and he opened a tablecloth company. And then he had a mishugas, he had a guy orders for his wedding, they do. He wants to wrap the chair, wrap the table, so you have to know. He will think, Mazdaf Kamina, Kilaim Mish Kilaim, I could use what I want, if I go. Here, all the Kilaim I will use for the tablecloths. So to know, tablecloths are not allowed to be. Business to know the halachas. I'm saying, the metzias is not gematria again. The meister, when you go to the barber, and he puts something on top of you. Yeah, so most of them put like a piece of shmata from plastics, it's gomish. The fancier ones, they put like a choshev beged on you. Now that beged is a shayla if it's kilayim or not, if you're allowed to wear it or not. Again, the metzias is that today is no shat as a din. So be'etzem is not a chash. The problem is if you go to Rosh or Rosh, and they put like, you know, something that you see, you know, the big yachamudas from Esav, you see in it. So they put like this big beged on you. So the person will say like this, if it has a base roish, then you have to wear it over your head, like an apron as that, over your head, it's better not to wear it. If it doesn't have, it only has maybe a string. I can't be sure if a string is called a beis roish or not. So at least you don't put it, for sure, don't put it on top of your head. Without, just let them to tie it in the back. The reason, the shaila is, if it's called a anoed, what you don't want the hair to fall on you or not. Now, lemaisa, what is more nageah, and this is a kule, a person gets cut and he has to put a bandage on top of it. So a bandage is for sure not kilayim, but sometimes you have to put a gauze or, you know, all different kind of, what? These big things that you put on top of you. All these achen. Now, these achen sometimes could be kilayim. Even if it's kilayim, you're allowed to put it on, even if you neder. At this time, Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Hanoi, it's not Derech Levishe, for me it's mutar, even if you neder from it. Some are machmir on it, but lemaise we make it on it. It's an argument, and I think a lot of people also make it. A lot of times, you're in a trip, yeah, and you get cut. So they try to make, they pretend to make it that kind of gauze. So they cut the beged and they put on top of you. So if they put a real beged on top of you, they're doing it to protect you, and the beged is kilayim, I don't think it's a heter. If they cut it, and they use it like a gauze, so again, a gauze is mutar. It's negi a lot of times. Now, in the kitchen, I myself didn't check in my house. I try not to speak about something that I didn't check, but I only was misheard it tonight. It's gloves to take out the oven. Not the gloves when it's cold. These gloves are fakel b'derech klal. You don't want to get burned. Yeah. To keep you cold, not to keep you warm. It's fakel from the normal gloves. This glove is motzu yanit kilayim. Again, it's not roiv, but it's chayev to be checked. Again, if it says on it completely synthetic, So be'etzem, you don't have to check it. And I will explain. If it says in it that it's made from all different zachen, so then you have to check. If it says synthetic, so be'derech klal, you don't have to check, because there's no reason that they will lie and say synthetic, because be'etzem, the ones that are made from material are much better. Synthetic ones just could melt in the fire in a second. So you don't have to be choshed then. So I'm saying, I never checked it klal. Now, a couple years ago started the tumult of the ties. Tie al pi aloche has to be checked from kilayim. Again, from shatnes. I'm speaking again, before practical. A person finds, a guy comes back from Russia with as a tie that is klal, that is kilayim. Avad is also to wear it. Avad is also to wear it. Why? One of the two. Other we learned because Anoas Levisha, that you look good, is also called Anoe. And the Zogim because it wraps your neck. So again, you say, hey, it's not Anoe. So this is what that guy has masked with me when he spoke about the bag of tefillin. Why, if it's Kilayim, you're not allowed to put your hand inside. He said, only Shtaltzach Tzu, you're in Siberia, 60 below zero, freezing day, and you put your tefillin in to take out the tefillin. And that minute, it's a bit of a geschmacker. You don't do it slower. So you have a, so don't tell me that it's not warmer. It's always that when you're freezing, yeah, you go outside, you do like this, yeah? Well, it makes you warmer, you think at least. So man, the tie also makes you warmer. So is Anu As Levisha. It is Anu As Levisha. This is the Metzias, it is Anu As Levisha. Now, the Metzias like this. Me'ikar Adin, the most of the ties were checked, and Lemaisa is no Roiv Kilayim, is a mute. So I'll say like this. The ones from silk and the synthetic ones from all different cotton and these don't have to be checked even like lekatchila. It's two kinds that have to be checked. Again, I will not say have to be checked. It's roi to check them. If it's made from silk, I'm sorry, if it's made from linen, it's kedai to check because sometimes the inside, the filling that they do is made from wool. Again, if it's silk, so even if the inside is wool, you don't have to be choishish. Or, even if it's synthetic, and it's not smooth, it's like an interesting tie, so sometimes they say that there's some linen inside it, and then again, the filling could be from wool, and then it could be a kilayim, but again, it's not a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv, but it's roi to check. So again, the ones from silk and the ones that's synthetic, you bichlal don't have to check. The other one is roi to check, but I'm saying again, it's around the 10% and less, but it's more from 1%. But some people are making of it. So I'm saying this is only roi, it's not a chiyuv. Scarves, you don't have to check scarves. When you have to check scarf, if you get like a scarf, so the standard that issue with scarves for sure don't have to be checked. The same thing, the wool ones also don't have to be checked. The ones that have to be checked, if you see all different colors in the scarf, and it looks like all different kind of materials, it doesn't look from the same material, then you don't have to check, but there's a makom to be machmer. Or it says on it, from all different kinds. Sometimes you see it says from what it's made, it says all different. Different kind of threads. This is what it says in the list, in the paper. What?
Recycled
is always up. What?
Cement?
Yeah, but it's not. Now, blankets. The materials like this. The normal blankets don't have to be checked from kilayim. It's a couple kind of blankets, be'etzem, in the market. So the normal blanket, you go to a place, you don't have to check. So the same thing in a plane, lefi dem, you don't have to check. I didn't double check it. And again, there's no way. You can't say, lekatchila, I can't take it away from the plane and check it. So I don't have a way. So I could be semech and roif. There's no din not to eat. Halacha to check. There's no way to check. So me'ikar adin, you're allowed to, but the metzias says today that, again, I don't know if you fly with interesting airlines, could be they have different kind of stuff. Again, alamol for sure to look. Maybe it says on it, 40% wool, 20%, so then you start to use it. But if it's made 100% acrylic, 100% cotton, 100%, so then you don't have to be choishesh. When you have to be choishesh, if it says on it recycled wool, or recycled stam, so then it means that it's made from all different leftovers, then it could be a kilay. Or it says mixed kind of strings. Or the blankets, so then you have to check. Then again, normal blankets don't have to be checked, it's no kilay. If it says on it, made from recycled wool, or from all different little pieces mixed inside, or you buy by the Arabs the blankets that they make on their own, you have to check them. Now, there's another kind of blankets, when you get a blanket, so stam, you get a simple blanket, you're allowed to take it. You don't have to check it, bichlal. Roiv is not kilay. When you will have to check, sometimes they have like these heavy blankets. Now, the shadow, what is inside? So sometimes they tell you is inside all different chweiz, feathers. Is that right? Or they have different kind of wheat, chweiz, what is it? It's also allowed to. If it says that inside it's made from recycled clothes or different materials inside, then you have to check. I'll tell you a maise. I was once in America, I had to stay in a place, it's called Lake Beaker, Connecticut. I had to stay for a Shabbos, it was a cure of Shabbos, they asked me to stay there. So they have a center, a Jewish center there, put to that known as room, and there's a person that likes Yiddishkeit, yeah? Likes Yiddishkeit, he helps the center. So they thought Aikilu was the visitor of the center, so they put me to stay in his house for Shabbos. He promised he'll be nochel Shabbos I'm in the house. As I came, it was a big dog. And the kids, so they took me to my room. And they gave me this big bed with this big blanket, yeah? I don't know, so geschmeckt nach Schatmes, yeah? I don't know what it's inside, I can't read English. I don't know from what it's made, you know, it didn't look to me simple. So a simple blanket, as I'm trying to explain. A simple blanket for sure is no chash. These heavy blankets, again, if you can find out, you could be seimach. But if you could find out, you can be seimach. So I really could have found out, and I could have asked them from what it's made, but... So I went over to the sun, and I said that it's very hot for me. If I could get just another linen as a cloth cover, that I could just sleep. I don't want the heavy blanket. So he came back to me and he said, I spoke to my father and the mother. They said they checked it. There's no shatnez. So I was despoiled that a guy that does not share material mitzvahs understands. Said they checked on the internet. They said before a rabbi calls, what do you have to check? So different people get different things. So he said they got synthetic blankets, synthetic pillows, everything is synthetic. So I said, you know, even a person that's not sharing material mitzvahs knows what he has to check. Now, lemaisa, these things that are more important, lemaisa, a raincoat, if the outside is wool, it needs to be checked. This is needs means you're not allowed to wear it and measure it before you're checking it. Again, you're allowed to measure it in a place that you're not named. If inside and outside it's not wool, then you don't have to check it. A winter coat has to be checked. Again, we'll speak later that if the store gave three to check, this is another halacha. We have to divide the halachas. Then you come to a frum store, they tell you, we know we already worked with this company for a couple of years, there's no kilay. It's good or not? This is the second child. But I'm saying you start going to a store, you're picking up a coat. Now, as I want to say, it's four kind of coats, to make it clear. It's the kind of coats that, you know, like, we'll call it a wool coat, has to be checked. Because that wool, without kind of stuff, they made it from stuff wool, and they put it together, and you have to know what they mix inside, what they saw the buttons. There is a lot of times kilay. Winter coats have to be checked. I'm saying raincoat, if it's not wool, it doesn't have to be checked. Another check coat doesn't have to be checked. I don't know how to call them in English, you know, the not yeshivish coats. Not Like, yeah, like blue, like blown, yeah. These don't have to be checked. Yeah. These don't have to check. These are becheskas that are no kilayim. It's not even like a tchili, you don't have to check them. The other coats, so I'm saying a raincoat, if it's not outside and inside, it's not made from wool, you don't have to check it. Now we spoke last time, what if it's a linen, a lining inside that you put from wool and you zip it together, it's a different shayla. So then you have wool, so then you have to check it. Suits, if it's made from wool or linen, have to be checked al pi halacha. If it's synthetic, it's the right thing to check, and suit is taka the right thing to check if it's synthetic, because we said in all different places in the suit could be kilayim. And the kuchmes, I don't know how they call them, but you know these wool, these Russians had, the derech klal is kilayim inside, there's a chiyuv to check them, you're not allowed to wear it without that. A lot of bochum don't know that. It looks good and they just put it on. But I'm saying, people don't know. Now, the things that you put on the ear to protect, you don't have to check at all. It's the cheskas that is no kilayim. Now, so pochus yoisa, these are be'etzem, the alochas. Again, a person has to, it's hard in 1 second to switch, but a person gets used to it and he makes himself klolim, he knows what he has to check, what he doesn't have to check. What happened today, lemaisa, is, in our frum society, is that you go to the stores, you go, Hamish and people sell, they tell you, listen, I'm telling you, this is not kilayim. I'm working with a guy for a lot of years, it's not kilayim. So, again, could be some rabbanim hold that lamazagin he's believed. Yeah, it's not a shaila if you can believe these people or not. Yeah, but lamazagin he's believed. Some people say, listen, for sure it doesn't help, but even if it's a zach that normally lamazagin was 40%, if he's working with it for so much years, there's no kilayim. So this make, this line, goes down in percent, and it becomes less than 10%. But if you're allowed to rabbonim, you're not mechuyev to check bichlal. So if from over 10%, we check. But less than 10%, we also check. But it becomes less mechuyev to check. Some people say even more than that. It breaks it to even less than 1%. It's hard to know. Some people tell you, no, we send to check one or two suits. So the halacha is like this. It's divided to three halachas. Zachen ara becheskes kilayim, before checking three times, it stays becheskes kilayim. After you check three times, it loses the chazoka. But, here is Tolu. What helps to check three suits, it's only, it's machleik. Some rabbonim hold that three suits is enough to check. Lemaisa, the other rabbonim hold that three helps to check when it's the same. But lo yotzuya, the tailor, every day makes a different suit. So when he runs out from this string, he takes a different string. So it doesn't help to check three. So in a private tailor, it's very hard to say to be samech on three. Where lemaisa helps to check, when is a line? The matzias today in the big factories, the whole line is made from the same zach. They don't switch in the middle. So, al pi aloche, if they check three from the line, it's not even an inyan lekatchila to be machmir to check. But here I want to make it clear. I don't want stam akula will come out. First, you have to know that they check three, and you have to know that this is the line. I don't know if you know how it goes in factories. Could be a black suit, and every line, it doesn't mean that for a year they produce the same black suit, but it's not called the same line. Every line has a code. Every suit has a code, and every line has a code. The marshal, they do a line, it runs for 10 days. They finish the line. Then they do again the same suit. It has a different code. For the second time they do it, they refill the thread. This doesn't have to be. The metzias is, they said, that they checked three suits and the whole line was okay. And the next whole line was shatnas. That's pashtasay. Because if one of them is wrong, the whole line is wrong. They switched the thread. Now, they say the metzias is in ladies' clothes, the lines are very short. No one wants that the whole street will look the same. Yeah, no one will buy the clothes. It's the metzias. By us, everyone wears the same, by the men. But in different things, the mashal, you go to the mikveh, you see, yeah, no one has the same towel. Kimat. The alamo I'm nervous, what if maybe someone had the same towel? Yeah. So I check before I leave that no one has the same towel, because if not, I'll be nervous after, maybe I'm a gabbit. So every time I check, I never found someone has the same towel like me. And I have a normal towel, yeah? It wasn't a child. No, so the lines are not so big. You have to know that. But maybe you go into a store, he tells you, I checked 3. Not only that, I will explain to you, he has size 20, 25, 26, 27, 28. Checked size 25 is no shaykh to the line of 26. It's a different line. Most factories are zekedos. One day they do this, one day they do this, one day they do that. Again, I agree, and I'll say it like this. And things l'moshul, pants. Now we said in Iker Adin is no union to check. It's a chumre. And the guy checked already 3. That is gain machmas like it's still from the same line, from the other line. It's a besayman. But l'moshul, a coat. But the guy tells you, I checked already from this coat. Tell him, no. I need to know from the same line. A kuchme, from the same line. Close that on the marshal, you don't have to go to the coat. You go over to the material. We said the marshal, a suit that is made from wool. These are really chash that is klein. Because it could be all different places. If you didn't check 3 from that line, you have to be machmer. So I'm saying, so, be'etzem is tzirufim. What lemaise goes today in all the fruit stores, this is what they tell you. We checked. And I'm speaking the honest people, they really check. Because if not, after a couple of days, someone will go to a kilayim and he will find out shot, this is the guy be a liar. This is the metzias. And people lie. So I'm saying, so the dividing of the metzias has to be like this. Zachen that be'etzem, the percentage is high in kilayim. An emotional. A person goes in to sell blankets. Thousands of blankets. He buys from the same line. He wants to be a machmir, he will check 3. And then it's enough. The line a little bit change. The whole blanket is not a chash. It takes out the percentage. The same thing was a shiny here in Eretz Yisrael. Was a person that didn't know how to check your line. And he was checking. And he's checking yet. Well, Mishai, I know what to say where he is. Some about him hold that he knows. It's a big machlekes. I'm not saying where he is. Now, some rabbanim came out of his mamish. He doesn't. His eyes are not good. He's not a bad person, yeah. So it was a shaila. All the people that checked by him have to check again or not. So some rabbanim said he don't have to. The percentage of things that he mistaked are less than 1%. You're right. That is a big percentage of kilayim, but the percentage of the mistakes is a low percent. So I'm saying, these svores are shvach svores. I'll explain. A zach that is becheskas kilayim, all these svores are not svores. These svores start in zach that me'ikar adin I don't have to check. No, be mokim de'ikar livrura I have to be mevarer. Then we can be soymech on all of these zach. Lemay said, it's really late, so maybe next week. It's one more halacha that this is mur chamu. Is the chairs and the benches, and it's not so posh, it's a halacha that people don't know, and in these things it's not so easy to be makel. The metzias is in the market and there's a lot of kilayim. What? Sweaters. Most sweaters today are not kilayim. Meikar Adin, you don't have to check. Most sweaters today don't have to be checked. They're not becheskes, not kilayim. Even the wool ones are not becheskes kilayim. Is the metzias is not. Again, if they say that a person gets a sweater that with very interesting colors and it looks a bit different, it's kedai to find out from what it's made. But the standard sweaters that all the b'nitei are going around, it was checked, and it's again, it's miut she'ein motzi, and you're not mechuyev to check it up b'yaloch. Why is it so?
I in Siberia keep warm. They wear pants in Siberia.